Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, welcome back to another episode of the Steelers Injury Report podcast. I am Jeff Hartman, co-editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, and this is Wednesday. It's the first day of reported practice. You all know the drill by now. I've been doing these for a while, and this is a big one. This is a big one. The big game coming up this Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff in Baltimore, Maryland. The Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers at M&T Bank Stadium, week 8, 5-1 Ravens, 6-0 Steelers. You don't get much bigger than this in a week 8 matchup. I'll tell you that right now. But what we always talk about on this podcast is, that's right, injuries. We talk about the injuries. We talk about the injury reports. Let's start off, and I always say it every week, and I'm going to continue to say it every week so that all the people that are out there listening understand this one simple fact. Don't put much stock into a Wednesday injury report, at least for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, for the Baltimore Ravens, that's a little different. Why? Well, the Baltimore Ravens are coming off of their bye week. So if you have a player that is not practicing after having a full week off, then that means that that's probably a legitimate concern in some way, shape, or form. Now, maybe it's something like an illness or what have you. But ultimately, if a player that's coming off a bye week, which the Ravens are in week 7, that is a little bit of a concern. Absolutely a concern. But let's talk about the team that matters the most. That's the Pittsburgh Steelers. Here is their Wednesday, October 28th, injury report. First and foremost, let's throw out those players that are not injury related. The players that are not hurt, but they are given a day off for whatever reason. Those players would be, we know number 7, Ben Roethlisberger. Also, David DeCastro, not injury related. So the guy that missed the majority of training camp with a knee and also missed the last, not last week, but the week prior, week 6 against Cleveland with an abdominal injury. He is not injury related, but was given a day off. And Stephon Tuitt, they've been doing that with him all season. Seems to be working out just fine. Tuitt is another one that was given Wednesday off. Outside of that, boy, was it a long list of players that did not practice or participate. Here we go. Ready? All right, let's get this show on the road. Deontay Johnson did not practice on Wednesday because of a toe. He said to media earlier this week, or maybe it was in the post game, I have to double check, that he was said it was an ankle. That's why he left the game on Sunday in week 7 in Nashville against the Tennessee Titans. Whatever it is, there's a toe. He's had foot, ankle, and then back injuries all season. I'm not sure if this is something to be concerned about. Knowing that he has the history that he does so far this season, I would definitely keep an eye on this injury. Coming off of a game where he led the Steelers in receiving over 90 yards with 2 touchdowns, you hope he's okay, and you hope he can play against the Baltimore Ravens because they're going to need all the weapons they can get. Juju Smith-Schuster misses Wednesday with a knee injury, did not participate in practice. We've seen this before. Don't put anything into this, I wouldn't say, until he misses a Thursday or a Friday. Jordan Dangerfield was added on Tuesday during Mike Tomlin's press conference. He said he had a quadricep injury. He did not practice at all. Keep an eye on him. He's their special teams captain. So if you lose Jordan Dangerfield, that can be a significant injury. Marquise Pouncey, he did not participate in practice, but not with a foot, with what's been labeled as an elbow. Two other players missed with what they're labeling as an elbow. Tackle Alejandro Villanueva and Eric Ebron. Chris Wormley was added just like Jordan Dangerfield was. He left the game with a knee injury. He did not participate. There's no word on the severity of that injury. And then someone that a lot of people were kind of, you know, the injury report comes out, sometimes you're looking for that one player. Okay, who, that one player, does he practice or didn't he? That would be Mike Hilton. Mike Hilton, the cornerback who has a shoulder injury that was suffered against Cleveland in the fourth quarter, and he did not play in week 7 against Tennessee. The hope was that maybe he would be back. He did not practice on Wednesday. Now, again, take it with a grain of salt. He could be back on Thursday, could be back on Friday. I think that if Mike Hilton were able to practice fully on Friday, he would probably be good to go. The question is can he get back on the practice field? We know that Mike Tomlin, in his time in Pittsburgh, but especially in recent years, he is not one to have a player play in a game on Sunday if they can't practice during the week. That is just fact. Next, some good news on the injury front. Yes, there was some good news. A lot of names there. And that's Derek Watt. Okay, so Derek Watt, we know that he suffered a hamstring injury in week 3 against the Houston Texans in the Watt Bowl. And he missed some time. Now they had that week 4 bye week, and then he missed the week after. Came back, but he re-aggravated that injury. He's missed the last few games, but he was back as a full participant on Wednesday. I'm going to say this again. The Steelers don't use a lot of fullback. But what they can use Derek Watt for, especially if Jordan Dangerfield is hurt, is on special teams. So if you lose Jordan Dangerfield but you gain Derek Watt, that's kind of a wash to me, because I feel like Watt, he's a tremendous special teams player. He knows what he's doing. He could be that voice for the Steelers out on the field. He could be the guy that kind of rallies the troops as the captain of that unit. I have no doubt about it. But he's got to get through this week. He might be testing that hamstring really for the first time. Again, said it also because we've talked about his hamstring a lot. Hamstrings are injuries that can just, man, they just pop up and then they re-injure and it's just bad. It can be a bad injury. But good news that he was a full participant in practice on Wednesday. As I mentioned earlier, the Baltimore Ravens, they were coming off a bye week. They had 4 players. This was according to Jameson Hensley. Their official report was not out yet. But this is reporting from Jameson Hensley of ESPN.com. He said there were 4 players not practicing for the Ravens on Wednesday. Cornerback Marlon Humphrey, he did not have any type of explanation for him not practicing. Mark Ingram with an ankle injury did not practice. Robert Griffin III, there was no reasoning for that. And Calais Campbell was given his usual Veterans Day off. Now, with that said, I want to make it clear that Mark Ingram was injured prior to the bye. That is going to be an injury to watch leading up into the game. We know the Ravens love to run the football. They are going to have to run the football, even against the NFL's or one of the NFL's best rush defenses in the Pittsburgh Steelers, if they want to try and win this game. Why? If they can't run the ball, if Lamar Jackson is not able to get a ground game going, and that includes himself being able to run it himself, it's going to be tough sledding, because if the Steelers can get a lead like they did in Tennessee and the Ravens are going to have to throw their way back in, that's just not the way that they like to do business. So again, Humphrey, Ingram, Griffin III, and Campbell all miss practice, not practicing Wednesday. Campbell's a Veterans Day. Griffin and Humphrey had no designation, according to Hensley. And then Ingram with an ankle injury. So keep tabs on those injuries there for the Baltimore Ravens. Some really big names. For the Steelers, again, we talked about Dangerfield and Watt, but what else could it mean for some players that are dealing with injuries? Well, you look at Juju Smith-Schuster with a knee and Deontay Johnson with a toe. While I feel very, and throw in Eric Ebron as past targets, you look at that situation and you say, well, if one or two of those players can't go, what's it going to look like? It would be very different than what the Steelers had on the field on Sunday. I've said it before, I'll say it again. The Steelers can withstand one, maybe two injuries at the wide receiver position, more than that, and they are in dire straits. Ray McLeod has proven he's capable, but he's a guy that you really don't want to put in there unless you have to. You look at James Washington's stats and snap totals from week 7. He didn't see the field that much. So if they were to have someone, whether it's Juju or Deontay, when you have those players, you're looking at James Washington. Could he fill in? Absolutely. Juju Smith-Schuster did say today when he spoke with media that he's expecting Marlon Humphrey to follow him. If that's the case, look for Chase Claypool to have a big day. Deontay Johnson is another one, and see if they can move these players around and get them in the best. Because you look at Marlon Humphrey and you look at Justin Peters, that's probably the best duo. Jimmy Smith is their slot. They have a great secondary in Baltimore. Not that they can't be beaten, but they have a really good secondary. But again, as always, this Wednesday injury report, take it with a grain of salt, fans. Please, take it with a grain of salt. Because tomorrow, I guarantee you that Thursday list for the Steelers will be significantly lower. I'll have more information on the Ravens on Thursday. Typically on a Wednesday, I only talk about the Steelers anyways. So Thursday, you'll get a podcast from me maybe a little bit later. I want to wait until the other team's injury report has been published. But nonetheless, I'll be here Wednesday, today, Thursday, and Friday with the Steelers Injury Report podcast. Make sure you check out those. Make sure you check out all of our podcasts. My Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Let's Ride in the Morning, the Live Mic on Tuesday morning, the Steelers Stat Geek tomorrow, Thursday morning, throughout the weekend and the afternoons. We have some great shows. Check them all out. You won't be disappointed. So wherever you get your podcast, make sure you follow us, whether that's iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, Pandora, Spotify, you name it. Follow us so that you don't miss a thing. BehindTheSteelCurtain.com should be your one-stop shop for all things Steelers. In the meantime, folks, be safe, be kind, and God bless. Go Steelers. Here we go.